A lion has roared. Who will not fear? The Lord has spoken. Who can but prophesy? Oh, beloved, as we look at Jeremiah chapter 25 and 26 this week, you're going to see that the Lord has truly spoken. Jeremiah has prophesied in the name of the Lord. And I can tell you this, it affects all the kingdoms of the earth. That means you. God speaks again to Jeremiah, his prophet. And in Jeremiah 25, verse 30, he says, "You shall say to them, the Lord will roar from on high and utter his voice from his holy mountain. He will roar mightily against his fold. He will shout like those who tread the grapes and against all the inhabitants of the earth." A clamor has come to the end of the earth. Because the Lord has a controversy, listen to this, with all nations. I know that you are watching this teaching from various parts of the world. I know that we have connected through the media. We have the world has opened to us through the internet. And I know that some of you are in India, some of you are in Austria and Hungary, and others of you are in Ecuador. From all over the world, we're hearing from you. And I just want you to know today, beloved, and all this week, that the Lord has roared, that he has opened his mouth, that he has spoken, and that he has a controversy, not just with Israel, but he has a controversy with all the nations. It says he is entering into judgment with all flesh. As for the wicked, he has given them to the sword. Judgment is coming. And I say that and there's, I hope, a look of compassion on my face, but I want you to understand, precious ones, we are living in epical times. And when God laid out for us the Old Testament, he laid out lessons for you and for me so that you and I might know how we are to live, so that we might be instructed for life, so that we might have hope, but also so that we might be warned. Because what he does in Jeremiah chapter 25 is he takes us from the days of Josiah the king all the way, and Jehoiakim, all the way through the destruction of Jerusalem in 586 BC and the destruction of the temple. He takes us all that distance, and then he leaps over the ages to a time which has not yet come, to a time which is yet future, to a time when he will destroy, he will bring judgment on all the inhabitants of the earth. Why? Because the Lord has a controversy with the nations. Now, whenever God speaks to the nations, he never excludes the individual. And you and I need to see this. He has not excluded you as an individual. And so as we look at Jeremiah 25 and 26, beloved, we need to ask the Lord, "Lord, do you have a controversy with me? Is there anything in my life that is displeasing you? Is there any way that I have gone astray? You're the lion. You are Almighty God. Yes, you are compassionate. Yes, your loving kindnesses never cease. They are new every morning. And yet you are just and you are righteous in all your ways. And you do not let the guilty go unpunished. So God, you've spoken. I want to know what you've said. You've spoken, and I want to examine my heart in the light of that word. I know that you have a controversy against the nations. I just read it. I can't. I can only do so much. I won't say I can't. You can do something, and we're going to talk about it. But you can only do so much as regards the nations. But you can do everything, beloved, when it comes to you, so that you can approach the Lord with clean hands and with a pure heart. And that's what we want. And so we have prayed for you, and I want to pray for you right now so that you will understand that God is about to take the water of His Word, and He is about to take that water, and He is going to wash you with the water of His Word. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I ask you now, as we have prayed before we even begin filming these programs, I ask you, God, to fill me with your Spirit, to let your Spirit be strong in the life of everyone that is listening and or anyone that is watching on the internet. Father, you know the media to which they have tuned in. And I just ask you now that by the power of your Holy Spirit, you would wash them with the water of your Word, that you would search their heart so that they can see if there's any wicked way in them and forsake that and turn from that, so that when your judgment comes, Father, they will be able to stand firm and take action because they've known you, listened to you, and obeyed you. Thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do now. In Jesus' precious, precious name we pray. Amen. I want us to go to Jeremiah chapter 25. Now, if you'll remember, just a quick review, but if you'll remember, Jeremiah was appointed as a prophet to the nations when he was but a youth. When you look at Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, and you can do that later, but when you look at those verses, you see the time when Jeremiah prophesied. You see that Jeremiah's prophecy began in the 13th year of Josiah, who was the king, a good king, of the southern kingdom of Judah. That prophecy ministry lasted all the way through Zedekiah, who was an evil king, who was taken captive by the Babylonians when God sent the Babylonians down to destroy Jerusalem and destroy the temple. And then as we study in Jeremiah, because we're going to finish this book, I know you wonder, are we ever going to get it done? Yes, we are. But thank you for all your emails. I love hearing from you. I love reading what you're doing. I love looking at you and saying, okay, now are they just discovering truth for themselves, or have we linked them into a group so that they are going deeper with others, or have they so grown that now they are in that third D that this ministry is all about, and that's discipling? If you look at Precept Ministries International, we're three Ds. Discover truth for yourself. Deeper, go deeper with others. You need the body. You need the fellowship. And the third D is disciple. We are commanded by Jesus Christ to disciple all the nations. And that's what this ministry is doing. And that's what your gifts enable us to do. Producing this is very, very expensive. And it takes a lot of staff, and it just takes a lot of resources. And I want to thank you for not being just a taker, but for being a giver. And I know some of you have written me and you don't have much, but you're sending what you have. And that's what makes a difference. And I thank you so much for helping us do this. All right. Now, when Jeremiah 25 begins, it follows a chapter that deals with good figs and bad figs. And those good figs are representative of people that are going to go into captivity, that are going to go to Babylon, and there they are to settle down, they're to pray for Babylon. Babylon. They're to be part of the community. And in being part of the community, what they are to do is they are to pray for that country, which sounds very unusual. The bad figs are the ones that God leaves in the land when he takes the others into captivity. And those are the most stubborn of the lot. And they are really, in a sense, the what even the Babylonians don't want. So saying all that now and introducing us to this message in Jeremiah 25, you're going to see all the way through Jeremiah, the good figs, the bad figs. All right? Now, Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 1. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the people of Judah. Remember, Judah is the southern kingdom. Remember, Jerusalem is the capital. Remember, Jerusalem is where the temple is, where God has put his name, and where, if they're ever in captivity, they're to turn and they're to look towards Jerusalem, towards that place, towards the temple, and they are to pray. This is 2 Chronicles 7:14. And in the context, you need to take the verses, but it was given to Israel, and they are to pray and ask God to heal their land, and God will. So that temple in Jerusalem is very important. So Jeremiah is speaking concerning the people of Judah and Jerusalem in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. That was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. Now, what you have to understand is when they did the numbering of the years, there were two different ways to calculate the years. The first year could be the year that he's coming to power. The second year could be when he is actually made king. It's kind of like we elect the president of the United States of America in one year. We know who he's going to be, but his year doesn't start until he's inaugurated the next year. And so when you see some discrepancies, you have to say, okay, which way were they numbering the years? But this is the year of Jehoiakim. And it says that was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, which Jeremiah the prophet spoke to all the people of Judah and to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying what? From the 13th year of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, even to this day, these 23 years, the word of the Lord has come to me, and I have spoken to you again and again, but you have not listened. Oh, it's bad not to listen to the Lord. We'll talk about it in just a minute. Welcome back, beloved. I want to put you into the historical context of this chapter. And the reason I want you to understand that is because so often we hear judgment is coming. We hear about Armageddon. I remember when 9/11 happened and they wanted to know, is this the end of the world? Are we being attacked? Is America being destroyed? Is this Armageddon? And if you'll remember, after 9/11, the churches were packed. The churches were packed because they thought God is doing something. God is intervening in history. And yet eventually those packed churches became unpacked because the people saw, oh, we're still all right. This is what's happening now in the time of Jeremiah's prophecy in the fourth year of Jehoiakim. He has a very hard and a very difficult message for these people. And you know what? He's going to tell them that judgment is here. It's not coming. It's here. He's speaking. He's prophesying right in a sense on the very edge of time. And as he prophesies on the very edge of time, they are about to fall over into the abyss. Their bodies are about to lie strewn in the streets of Jerusalem. Their temple that they thought would never be destroyed. Earlier in Jeremiah, they're saying, the temple, the temple, the temple, nothing will happen. We've got the temple. It's about to be destroyed. He's telling them this. He's going to tell them again in Jeremiah chapter 26. And if you're studying along with us, if you're getting the notes, if you're keeping a pace ahead of me, which is where you ought to be so that I can come along after you discover truth for yourself and establish you in the Word of God. But if you're staying ahead of me, you know what is coming. You see, so often we think, oh, well, it won't happen in my lifetime. I truly, honestly believe that the United States of America is in grave danger. I believe that we are about to see things happen in this nation that we never, ever conceived of or dreamed would happen. I believe that things are going to change so radically. I believe God's hand of judgment is upon our nation. I believe, in a sense, that God has written Ichabod over America. The glory has departed. You say, but I live in India, but I live in Ecuador. And yet you know when the economy tanked in America that it affected the economies of the world. Not that we're so great. But the problem is that we are so international now that what happens in one country can affect another country, another nation. So I want us to look and I want us to understand the setting. I want us to see that the key repeated word in Jeremiah chapter 25 in those first verses, in those first eight verses is, you have not listened. You have not listened. So let me read from verse 3 where he starts with that key repeated word and take you through verse 8. And then I want to put you in historical context. It says, from the 13th year of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, even to this day, these 23 years, the word of the Lord has come to me and I have spoken to you again and again, but you have not listened. And the Lord sent to you all his servants, the prophets, again and again. But you have not listened, nor inclined your ears to hear. You haven't even given me a chance to speak to you. So many people are, I mean, they'll go to church and they'll go through all the form and all the worship and all the music and all the excitement, or they'll flip on TV and they'll listen to the preachers on TV one after another. But how many crack the book? How many get in here and dig it out for themselves? I've heard people say, oh, I know precept is so good. It's so life changing, but I hear it's hard. It isn't hard. It takes time. It takes discipline. It takes thinking. But this is the Word of God. And you and I have to incline our ear to hear it. We have to put ourselves in a position where we can hear God speak. And if you want to hear God speak and you know it's absolute God, absolutely God, then you open the book and you start studying the book. That's the whole purpose of this program. The purpose of this program is to help you discover truth for yourself, and then to show you how to go deeper, and then to show you how to disciple others. And so he says, he sent his prophets saying, turn now everyone from his evil way and from the evil of your deeds. You are over here. You've got your back against me. You are not paying attention to me. You have plugged up your ears. I want you to turn. I want you to turn away from the evil of your deeds. I want you to come back to me. This is always God's will. Don't ever think, well, I've turned and I can't turn back. God wouldn't take me. Listen, you don't know God. You need to read the book. You're going to see that God says just before he gets ready to besiege Jerusalem the first time, he tells them that they can turn, that he will stay his hand of judgment. And so he says, saying, turn now everyone from his evil way and from the evil of your deeds and dwell on the land which the Lord has given to you and your forefathers forever and ever. Now listen again. What did he just say? To whom is he speaking? Israel. To the southern kingdom of Judah right now, who is speaking? God Almighty, the creator of the heavens and the earth which is the fullness thereof that belongs to him. He's speaking and he's saying, I gave you this land forever and ever. He says, and do not go after other gods to serve them and to worship them, and do not provoke me to anger with the work of your hands, and I will do you no harm. The lion has roared. The prophet has prophesied. And what is he saying? He's saying this. He's saying, get rid of your idols. Don't depend on the works of your hands. I want you to listen to me. I want you to incline your ear to me. I want you to turn back to me, and then I will do you no harm. He says, yet I brought you this message over and over again, not only through Josiah, not only through Jeremiah, but I have brought you this message through other prophets. We'll look at it as we go through this week. I brought you this message, but you have not listened to me, declares the Lord, in order that you might provoke me to anger with the work of your own hands to do you harm. He says, you know what? There is a limit with me, and you've reached your limit. You provoke me to anger because you will not listen to me, because you will not come back to me. And I am going to have to do you harm. The lion has roared. The prophet has prophesied. The question is, will you fear? Will you listen? Will you take heed? Will you escape the sword?
Do you love K. Arthur's teaching? Would you like to get up to speed on all of Precept Ministries' news and events? Join us on Facebook by visiting precept.org/Facebook. Receive daily biblical encouragement, special messages from Kay, updates on new products, event announcements, and get connected with others seeking the truth from God's Word.
See you on Facebook.
We are on the air because of friends who give generously to this ministry. Our financial partners at every level provide the faithful, ongoing support we need to touch thousands of lives every single day. To partner with us, visit preceptsforlife.com today. Your much-needed gift will help us reach the world with the Word of God.
lion has roared, the prophet has prophesied, and you know what? You fear God. You trust God. You're honoring him as God, and you want to know, how should I live? So the question, beloved, is, what is our precept for life today? Well, I want to take you back to Jeremiah chapter 1. Jeremiah chapter 1, where we see God's call on Jeremiah's life. And as we go to Jeremiah chapter 1, I want you to see that although you are not a prophet in the sense of the Old Testament prophet, although you may not have the gift of prophecy as it is laid out in the New Testament as he lists the gifts, still, we are his spokesman. We may not have even a speaking gift, but we are commanded by the Lord to go, to take the gospel, to introduce people to Jesus Christ, and to sit down and teach them how to observe all things that he has commanded us. And in the light of that, there's several things that God told Jeremiah when Jeremiah said, Lord, I'm a youth. I don't know how to speak. And God said to him, do not say I'm a youth. Verse 7, because everywhere I send you, you shall go. All that I command you, you shall speak. Don't be afraid of them. I think that is his precept for life for us today. I think that he is telling us, take what you know, what you have discovered for yourself, and share it with others. And don't be afraid of them. Why? Because this is truth. This is absolute truth. And if you love someone, you want them to know the truth, because you know the truth and the truth sets you free, because the truth sets you apart, because Jesus is the truth, because God's word is truth. And so he says, I have appointed you this day over the nations, over the kingdoms. And so he's telling them, look, I'm sending you to the nations. I'm sending you to the kingdoms. The nations have come to the door of America. You're on the internet. You're communicating with people from other countries. They're communicating with you. Koreans are communicating the gospel. Others, Filipinos, are communicating the gospel. People in Russia are communicating the gospel. And we have to know that God says to Jeremiah, as he says to you, I am watching over my word to perform it. You communicate it, I'll do it.
Thank you for watching today. All the programs you see on Precepts for Life are available on CD and DVD. To order your copy of today's program, log on to our website at preceptsforlife.com. To download your free copy of the study guide or to find out more about Precept Ministries International, click on our website or call us today at 1-800-763-1990. Join us for our next program as Kay shares more Precepts for Life.